You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, we are live, and a little bit different show today.
Yes.
It's a really unfortunate time. A lot of damage being done to a lot of businesses.
Yes.
People being hurt. Yeah, sorry.
Businesses? This isn't about it's about human beings.
A lot of human beings. A lot of just really unrest.
Social justice.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And I want to get to a tweet by
the greatest QB ever.
Okay. So, yeah. So a man named Joey Burrow said that. Yeah. Let me read the tweet. The black community needs our help.
Yeah.
They have been unheard for far too long.
Yes.
Open your ears, listen, and speak. This isn't politics. This is human rights.
This is human rights.
Right.
Right.
And we've seen so many incidents like this George Floyd incident. It's not the first one. I mean, that's not what causes all this. Not one incident.
No.
And there's just a
systemic racism.
Yeah. And there's just a big gap in understanding. And one thing that this Joey Burrow person, who a lot of people are saying is the Bengals quarterback, Joe Burrow.
Wait. Do you see the white or check mark there? On your Twitter, that it is the one and only.
Yeah, Joe, no, I'm just saying we know him as Joe Burrow. It says Joey Burrow. It's probably same guy.
No,
yeah.
Do not, alternative facts. This is the Joe Burrow,
right? The Joey Burrow. And here's the thing. What he's pointing out is that there is not really a discussion here. It's not what side are you on. It's very simple. You can't do these to people. You can't do these kind of things to people. You have to treat them humanely.
Right.
And there is a big gap in understanding between people who have never been in those positions, people, who are of certain ethnic backgrounds, and people who are constantly in those positions.
Yeah.
And it's hard for the former to put themselves in the place of the latter. And that is what he's getting.
Empathy.
He's not saying I have the solution.
About empathy.
Yeah, but empathy. He's not saying I have the solution.
No.
He's not saying, he's not saying promoting this side or that side.
Your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very logical. And so this is the...
Yeah. Yeah. Go on.
This is the kind of leadership you want to see from a quarterback. And it's such great leadership that we saw our former quarterback tweeted something similarly
right after, but not so similar.
No, it wasn't? Yeah, go ahead.
You can find it. It was good. But Joe Burrow's was really breathtaking, and I loved it. And I guess I got to say a few things here. First of all, yes, this goes far, far back. And it's not that, as Daddy said, this is not about one incident. And it's not even really just about police brutality. That's part of the issue, I think. And we're going to have some guests here who can speak to this. But it's about a larger problem of dehumanizing other people, especially Black people, the African-American community. And it's gone on far too long, and people are upset about it, and rightly so, in Cincinnati and elsewhere. And I got some stuff to add to this. But let me just say, because there's a Cincinnati Bengals podcast, let me just say, I mean, wow. We have not seen something like this. Cincinnati is a conservative team. They don't make statements. I don't mean politically conservative. I mean, they hold the cards close to their chest. And, I mean, the fact that Joe Burrow is out there saying things, he's got the spotlight. I'm so pumped up. I'm so psyched about this QB. I'm so psyched about this young team and this young quarterback. I loved Marvin Lewis. I did. But Marvin Lewis's approach was a very old-fashioned approach. And there was a lot of silence. I love the transparency. I love the openness. I'm so excited about this team. I'm so excited about this QB. Of course, I'm very upset about the events that are going on every night and every day. I wish that there could be more empathy, But I'm just happy that Joe said something. It was very, as they say, you know, gutsy to do that.
We will be joined very soon by Alison Montoya. Right. And if you don't know who Alison Montoya is, well, first of all, shame on you. She is a reporter for Fox 19. And and that is WXIX. She's been on the ground in Cincinnati during. And by the way, she's also the daughter of Bengals legend Max Montoya, who's on the show not too long ago. So, Alison, please let me bring her in here.
Please, hey, welcome.
Alison, hey!
Here we go.
How are you?
All set up, even a mic, and then my laptop doesn't accept Firefox. I'm not a techie, so I have no idea what that means. So I need help.
Oh, yeah. No, you sound good, though. It sounds good.
Good, and I'm on my laptop now. I mean,
We're doing it. I think things are going great.
Okay.
We're live here, Alison, and we're just two crazy guys wondering about your take on what's been going on in Cincinnati for the past few days. Yeah. So whatever is picking up your voice, just maybe move closer to that. I don't know
if you want to see my face that close.
No.
Oh, no, it looks great.
Can you hear me?
Look at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look at my face. In the day, I mean, you know, there was more to it. But nowadays, this is the face I live with. This is what I wake up for.
He has no options. Alison, first of all.
Alison, this is after a lot of work. A lot of plastic to get to this. Can see that the this didn't work up here, getting the implanted hairs.
Never helping you out.
Has only advanced so much. But Alison, you are on the ground. So the first question is, how are you? Are you safe? Are you okay?
I'm doing well. And I shouldn't say it's the funny thing, but something happened to me while I was reporting live on TV. And, you know, I'm doing the morning reports. So really, I just say, hey, this is what happened overnight. I got injured, not by a person. You know, I've encountered very kind people. You know, when you go to like close up a window with plywood, somebody that was fixing a broken out window, the plywood fell off the truck and hit me and scraped up my leg pretty good and got a little good bruise. And anyways, but I'm okay. Life goes on, but that happened on live TV.
Wow.
But hey, you know what?
Not going to happen in our show.
Our show is way safer.
We're uninsured, but generally we haven't needed it. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's no insurance company because we're our whole Patreon.com account, and you can patronize us. It's only $3 a month, and I tried applying for insurance. There's no insurance plan I can pay for with that yet.
It does convert to a lot of rupees. But the Indian insurance companies just won't really cover us because they say there's a conflict of border conflict. Yeah,
it's really weird. It's very complicated. Yeah.
So Alison, tell us about I don't know if you know, but Daddy and I are both we've lived in Cincinnati we used to live in Cincinnati, but we don't live there anymore. So what's the climate there? Is it heated? Is it angry? Are people that are angry? What would you describe the climate?
You know, it's. There's two different climates I should explain. You know, you got one during the daytime where, you know, you have your peaceful protesters and everybody is kind and, you know, they're marching for a reason. And we understand that. The police understand that. Obviously, as a journalist, we're trying to document all sides and all angles. And I've really never been able to cover anything of this magnitude.
Right.
You know, and people want to be heard, and rightly so. And then when the sun goes down, things get a little more heated. The climate gets a lot hotter.
Yeah.
And I don't know where these people are coming from. I don't know if they're actually from Cincinnati.
Right.
We're hearing that they could be from outside of Cincinnati. They just see an opportunity to really cause a lot of chaos. There's been looting. Were you guys here in 01?
I was flying back and forth. But Daddy-O was,
I was there,
Okay. I was actually out of the country. I was in South Africa riding horses. And I remember when Cincinnati made national news. And That was 4 days of riots. We are, I believe, on our third day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, today. There are protests going on right now. One at Inwood Park, downtown Cincinnati, O'Brien neighborhood. You guys are familiar with that neighborhood.
Right, right.
I haven't heard of anything chaotic happening right now. But again, it's when the sun goes down that
people get angry.
People get a little more amped up. And we don't think it's the same crowd that's protesting peacefully during the day. So I know you guys.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, who's in Los Angeles?
I'm back and forth. I'm all over the place. I have a few places, but the Hojiland estate is in Malibu. But I fly back and forth. Yes, it's a zero carbon estate. You should really come visit. We've applied for UNESCO heritage site, but we haven't gotten it yet. But let me ask you, Allison, how do you interpret Joey Burrow's tweet? I mean, like, you saw he made a very public statement, and I can read it for you because we read it earlier.
Will you read that for me? Because, in fact, I have not paid attention. You would think that we're all over Twitter. I tweet out what I see and the protests that I cover. I am...
First
of all, Allison, can you corroborate that it is from the same Joe Burrow as the Bengals quarterback?
Don't corroborate that. It's corroborated on Twitter.
It says Joey Burrow. It's very confusing.
Joe Burrow, it has the arrow, it has the T.
Okay, just making sure. I wanted to hear from Allison, but thank you, Hoji, for repeating.
Allison, because I have memorized the tweet, let me read it for you. Okay. The Black community needs our help. They have been unheard for far too long. Open your ears, listen and speak. This isn't politics, this is human rights. Now, he tweeted that, and I'd like to get your reaction as to, this is kind of a new phase, I feel like, for the Bengals, but I'd like to get your reaction. What do you think?
You know, first and foremost, if anybody, is treated poorly or badly, whatever color, whatever religion, we need to stand up for each other.
Yeah.
I'm a journalist, so I cannot get political by any means.
Right.
Obviously, I vote. I have my rights. People died for those. But, just this will be broadcasted all over. And I'm a journalist, so I got to.
You got to stay unbiased. I get it. I get it.
But we have to work harder. If you see something unjust happening, speak out, speak up.
Yes.
Because a lot of times the people that are suppressed, their voices aren't heard.
No.
And that's why I got into this business, to give everybody that microphone, if you will. Because somebody living somewhere a little bit further than I do, they might not have the same, I don't know how to explain it, but just...
worldview.
Yeah, and opportunities to get their voice heard on a louder platform.
Yes.
So that's where I come in with my microphone that is not working right now.
That's okay.
But out in the streets,
we can hear you.
That's where I enjoy talking to a lot of people. And it's places that I stay in my little house because I have kids right now.
Right.
But just getting out in the neighborhoods all over Cincinnati, it's so great to talk to all different walks of life and listen to their stories. But again, we have to come together regarding that tweet. It's everybody's job.
It is.
So what are you gathering from the protest? Let's forget the looters and the rioters, because like you said, they're not the same people.
No.
Now, hold on. That's a theory. We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
We don't yet. We don't know for sure, but the mayor of Cincinnati has come out and he's pretty much saying they're not.
Different groups.
Yeah, please, Hoji, we're trying this. I'm sorry, but Allison Montoya is a real reporter for a real network.
Right.
Yeah. So please don't bring fake news.
I want to our show.
I'm sorry. No, because it's Allison. Allison. Hoji is used to just citing fake news. So we haven't had a real reporter on the show before. So it's very new territory.
You know what's funny about that, Allison?
Is it, you know
what network I work for? Yours, Daddy-O.
Yeah.
Now you say I'm not.
Well,
when this network
started, I couldn't speak English, and you were the only person who would agree to be on the show, just to be fair.
Yeah.
Hey, you're doing well.
I feel like I am.
Okay. Yeah. But Allison,
What do the protesters, so those peaceful people who are not destroying property,
right,
who are not hurting the economy, what do those people want? Or what are they saying? What are they communicating to you? Because that is, that is who you are. You listen to people. So what are you hearing?
Well, that's they're really just saying, we want to be heard. We don't want any injustices for our families, our brothers, our sisters, just because of the color of our skin or the neighborhoods we live in. That's it. They don't want to see anyone die at the hands of an officer or anything like that. And Cincinnati, I do want to praise our police force. Through my eyes, through this whole situation, they have done a wonderful job. They've had trash thrown at them, a woman spit in their face. This was yesterday. Last night, they had someone shoot at an officer and the bullet went through, you know, that big protection, I guess, plexiglass.
Yeah.
They carry. And right. It hit him in the helmet. A bullet,
oh, man,
our officer in the helmet. This, we could be talking about a whole different situation here today in Cincinnati. And I'm just happy that we're not. That any life was not lost. So we all understand why people are protesting. Our officers here, I was walking with these protesters yesterday, and it was really cool to see, because the officers at the front of the march, they kept talking to the protesters, hey, where do you want to go now? Because they were trying to keep them safe. When the night falls, when the sun goes down, that's when I get a little nervous. And I'm actually at home watching it all unfold on TV. There's a part of me that wants to be out in it, but then I've got these two little babies at home.
Yeah. You gotta be careful.
So I was just happy that I could walk with these protesters yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, we really appreciate the work you're doing. And because of your babies and because of, you know, all of the people who love you, and a big portion of our viewers and our fan base loves Alison Montoya.
We are a Montoya show, really. We are a Montoya loving show. May I just butt in here, just say, there's a spiritual aspect to all this stuff that we never talk about. I don't know if you guys have heard of a chakra.
Remember the fake news. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
This is not fake. This is real.
Okay.
There are, how should we say, focal points of energy on your body and in your spirit that they collect. The chakras. We've heard of chakras. And
Alison, is this a real thing? Is this a real, can you?
Of course it's a real thing.
I love this because actually, I'm going to get a massage later, and I love when they do Shiradari or something.
That's it. See?
Third eye or something like that. I don't know.
So we are confirming it's a real thing. Go on, Hoji.
Okay. So now here's the thing. So there's all kinds of, this has to do with electromagnetic activity in the body. Now, you can think of a city as a body. It's a collection of individuals. And I believe that the city of Cincinnati has collected some negative energy over the past decades and years. And when you see events like this, that negative energy is being released.
Well, it's funny that now we drafted Burrow and he makes that a statement, and he is full of positive energy.
He's full of positive energy. For example, let me give an example of some of the negative, and things build up in the city. So Cincinnati in 1992, the Ku Klux Klan had a cross erected in the square. And this caused a lot of negative feelings.
Okay.
And people kept bringing down the cross. They would keep bringing it back up. And it was basically a display of racism. Now, does the KKK represent most of the people of Cincinnati? No, no. But what this does is it creates negative energy, negative mojo, negative vibes. And I believe that those vibes have been building up in this city, in the city of Cincinnati, and in other American cities.
I'm reminded of a lot speaker. Of Ghostbusters.
It's a lot. Like, Ghostbusters was based on real, I mean, there was real research done.
Okay, see, Alison, you see what happens? You see what happens? This is, I try to bring in the reporter to have a real conversation.
So but I'm just saying, the racism, is very real. It's a real part of American society and world society. It's a worldwide.
It is, but the vast majority of Cincinnatians and Kentuckians and the people that follow our show and support our show financially, they are very opposed to racism.
Oh, yeah.
But, and but it is Daniel, it's not about racist people. It's not about racist people. It's about racism when it becomes part of institutions. That's the problem.
Yeah, true.
And so it becomes, you don't even have to think about it.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you don't seem interested in
that. I mean, it's a big reason why, no, I'm saying it's a big reason we haven't been hired by ESPN, you know.
Okay. Right, right.
The yeah. institutional, yeah.
It's yeah. The systemic.
You guys yeah. gotta get with ESPN. I think they need you too.
Can you get us a job there, Allison? Can you get us, can you work something? Can you pull the strings maybe?
Only if I'm part of the package deal.
Yes, you're sold.
You know, the funny thing is, though, I know about football, but I don't know that much. You know, I was a little girl when my dad was with the Bengals and when you all in your estates were next to our house.
Yeah.
You guys were next to me. And, you know, I liked to play with Barbies back then. And then when my father went to the Raiders, that's when I really learned football and I loved it. But other than that, I don't think ESPN would like me because I can't tell you about hockey. Tell you a little bit about baseball, and I think that's it.
Well, I tell you what, though.
Well,
I don't know hardly anything about football.
Yeah, that was my point. Yeah,
I'm a full time host.
That's so why we normally have John Sheeran on the show.
It's more about the attitude, Allison. Yes. It's more about the vibe.
Confidence. Give off. It's about confidence.
Confidence. Yeah. I get up here, I speak like, hey, I know this and that, and people just believe me.
So they don't believe him, but they're entertained and they watch.
Yeah.
But I think we have a chemistry, the three of us. I think we do have a show.
No, I'm getting used to working with some Muppets.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody needs to work with Muppets every once in a while. It boosts the career.
Well, but Allison,
I was just going to say, we miss seeing you guys in Cincinnati.
Thank you. We miss being there.
You know, you got to bring the good vibes back. I know Cincinnati can get through this, but we got to talk about it. You know, people are hurting.
I know.
There's the right way to do things.
Yes. You
know? And who am I to tell people this? You know, I live a different life too than some people that have been oppressed. And
it's true.
You know, so I hate to speak out about it because I don't understand really how people. I know how they're hurting, but you know, it's hard to explain. But you know,
I get it. I get it.
But I do want to talk out and just, I wish people would do it a peacefully way, you know, a peaceful way. Just, you get your point across and we're losing the bottom line that people are marching for the death and, you know, justice for George Floyd. So that's where we lose, you know, the bottom line for these marchers and protesters and anyone really fighting for equality and to be heard. So I hope Cincinnati can get through this. We've done it before.
Yeah.
I do too. I think we can. Daddy, is there time for me to ask Allison one more question?
Well, she has to go. We said we'd be quick.
I'm okay.
One more. So I want to ask about COVID and the relationship of the COVID virus to the protests and these public gatherings. Okay. Is there an issue there? Are people wearing masks? What's going on? Can you tell us about that?
You know, really, when I marched with everybody yesterday as we were covering this, you know, there were a lot of people that kept their 6 feet or more away from each other. But then there were a lot of people, you know, you're marching and
it's hard.
You probably just don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And they were closer. So, you know, some had their masks on, some didn't. I actually didn't wear mine.
Okay.
I felt like I was fine.
But you're behind the camera, so you probably...
Yeah, do you know what? I was doing like a FaceTime thing so people could see me. My photographer, he didn't have one on.
No.
So really, I mean, it's up to people. Use your noggin. If you're sick, stay home.
Yeah.
You know, protest somehow other way, you know, if you're sick.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody, I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of half and half. They either have it on or...
Well, and you know, you've got the sweat, you've got the body odor. I mean, I work up a sweat when I just reach for a drink. I start sweating like waterfalls. So I can't imagine. Yeah.
I don't know how I made it, but I'm pretty out of shape right now as a mom.
I was just going to say, Haoji, that's why we don't have a studio for all of us together. We work remotely. was good.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because I smell. And I will tell you this, Allison. There's one. The thing is,
it's funny because he keeps promoting this vegan diet, and my goodness, I have never smelled
garlic.
Someone like a
cabbage, garlic. It adds up.
Yeah.
But I would think
it's really bad. I don't know. No offense to other vegans.
Well,
maybe there are different types of vegan diets.
I'm open about this, man. My the reason I have a zero carbon estate. The reason that my whole entire premises, the whole everything is powered by, a big part of it is powered by my own static electricity caused by my body hair. When I walk and run, it powers the different rooms that I'm in. This is high-tech technology. People are not using this. But this is
really... to NASA.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Companies.
Yeah.
All in your... Yeah.
Yeah, people got to take advantage of the different sciences that we're developing here that are carbon friendly. And yeah, well, I got to say, Allison Montoya, it has been an honor, shall we say, a pleasure to have you on the show. It's been great.
Well, thank you. Hopefully, I brought some perspective. Honestly, I work part time. I'm full time mom, part time at work. But, you know, I feel like since these protesters, you know, they're marching for a reason. You know, I wanted to stay there pretty much the full day.
No.
And then some yesterday. If they can do it, I can at least provide and document, you know, for everyone. And again, I pray. I know we're not supposed to say we're praying.
On this show, religion is welcome.
Honestly, Allison,
you can pray.
You can say anything on this show.
Yeah.
except cuss words, because then that costs us the monetization. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I'll watch it.
That's okay.
And, Thank you.
I pray that everybody's peaceful, because it takes away again from the bottom line of why everybody's marching and protesting, you know, and then that becomes a riot, you know, and that is not a good thing, and not the way to solve problems.
Right.
You know?
So yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully the rest of the US, you know, gets that vibe too and finds a different way to protest.
Yeah.
Make their voices heard.
For sure.
Yeah.
Allison, I'm sorry to take so much of your time.
No,
Boji can be a bit of a chatterbox.
Namaste.
Oh.
That means thank you. The professional translation is thing. Look, Allison, so great to have you. And we have to have you back on the show. I really love getting the real journalism from a reputable network. And so we definitely want to have you back on. Thank you so much for your time, Allison.
It was a pleasure, you guys.
Enjoy enjoy the massage. Get rid of the negative energy. We will talk soon.
The third eye, I got it.
That's right. Open right up there. Yep, that's right.
More about it. All right, guys. We'll see.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care, Allison. Goodbye.
Thank you for coming.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Wow. Well, that was fun. That was very interesting. We learned a lot about what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of Bengals fans are very concerned right now.
Right.
So I said I would take some calls today. And we have one from a concerned Bengals fan in Columbus, Ohio. John Regis Antjes. And let me see. John.
Hold John, on. Can you hear me, John?
John, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, there's
I'm
John.
Here. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
We can.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Because I can hear you. Yeah, everybody can hear each other. Great. Okay. John.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Absolutely.
John, tell us what you think about the situation. You're in Columbus, so I don't know if you can talk about Columbus or Cincinnati. You know, as a Bengals fan, what do you see happening, and what does Joe Burrow's stance mean?
I like his stance a lot. He brings a good point about this not being about politics, because I read it as, in my opinion, politics has pretty much failed us on both sides. Both political parties have been a failure, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And we really need to look at our humanity.
Yeah. I agree. And I agree very much.
Yeah, I think it was on the money.
Yeah, it was on the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little ironic talking about humanity on the show with me and Hoji.
We are a virtual humans in a sense, because we are puppet representations of human beings. But let me ask you, John. So, isn't it hypocritical to talk about social justice and all that, and yet Colin Kaepernick still boxed out of the NFL? I mean, that's crazy. What did the man do, Mr. Kaepernick? What did he do but just say, look, you know, I'm going to take a knee during the national anthem to point out that there's this police brutality? And he was right, and we're seeing it. What do you think? You got thoughts on that, John?
Yeah, absolutely. I think his message got hijacked.
Yes.
And I think that happens a lot. He did what he did to protest against police brutality. But the media and both sides, they made it out as like an anti-patriotic, anti-president.
Right.
We hate America, blah, blah, blah.
And it wasn't that. It wasn't that at all.
But just real quick.
It wasn't real quick.
No. Hold on. Stick with that. No, you want to change the topic. I know why you want to change
it. No, I don't. I just want to add that the damage has basically been undone when Joe Lockhart said, you know, we made a mistake. So they realized the mistake.
It's not undone. The damage is like,
but they realized the mistake. And so now it's fixed.
No, it's not fixed.
See what I mean?
It's broken. It's not fixed. No.
Okay.
There's no attempt made. It was broken. And you know what's funny is that Kaepernick got the idea of taking a knee as opposed to just sitting down and ignoring the national anthem from a war veteran. So the war veteran...
Yeah, I believe he was a Green Beret.
A Green Beret, which is a very elite kind of war veteran, told him this is the more respectful way to do it. And so that's why he did it. People don't report on that, John. People don't talk about that. No. And you know what's funny is if the NFL had listened then, believe it or not, it has a platform. I think it would make a bigger difference than to say we're going to kick you out of the league and empower and embolden racists like the man who killed Mr. Floyd. That's the problem. Is they keep getting empowered and emboldened. They keep being told, well, you're right. And this man is wrong. This man Kaepernick is wrong. You're right. Well, you're not right. You're wrong. That's my truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, the same people or the same apparatus or machine that hijacked his message, it pits people against each other.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the political parties, blue versus red. A lot of it is superficial. And I think that most people, besides like their political differences, they pretty much agree on the same things. They may not know it yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think they do.
The basic.
John, let me just ask you, John. What is the underlying problem here, in your opinion? Because, look, the police, they swear to protect and serve. So, in, you know, they are trying to protect people, but there is some sort of, let's say, you know, misunderstanding culturally, maybe, with certain members of our communities. And right. it leads, it escalates to these violent kind of scenarios. What is behind all this?
Misunderstanding is a very, very big understatement, Eddie. This is systemic racism. This is abuse.
Right.
Is
That's what I said. That's what exactly what I said. So, John, what do you think, you know, look, they Twitter labeled Trump's tweet as being promoting violence when he said the looting and the shooting and the whatnot.
Yeah.
And so we know that we don't like violence in this country. We don't like violence against other people. So how did we get here is what I'm asking.
Well, I mean, it's one thing for us to say that we don't like violence when we export it all over the world. And our police as a whole, unfortunately, have been militarized. I mean, they look like soldiers. They have all the high-tech gear, a lot of the same gear as a lot of armies do.
And you know, a lot of people don't know that the way that our police forces look now has a lot to do with civil unrest in the 60s and the 70s, and the major uprisings and protests of that time, trying to quell them and shut them down, has shaped a lot of, even shaped our cities, John. So, you know, like in Oakland, the highway, I think it's the highway 80, I believe, runs through the city so that they could bring tanks into the city if needed to quell protest, uprising, riots, that kind of thing. And so you're completely right. It's a very militarized. You know, I feel like you and I are on the same wavelength here. Is that there needs to be more peace and love. More peace and love. Yeah.
More peace and love. I mean, if you look at the amount of money, too, that we spend on, I mean, really, the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
It's more than anything else we spend. You know, the next three biggest countries in the world, them combined, and with us.
Yeah, that's not a good deal. That's not a good deal. I'm just saying, in terms of being a,
Right.
No.
And I think that's kind of, that whole impunity of, you know, the government being able to murder people without any consequence, it's translated to our police, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, you know, and minorities are bearing the brunt of it, but it's all across the board.
Right.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah,
I know. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it seemed like we have some big problems here. It's just nice to see someone like Joe Burrow step up, use his platform, and call for peace and love and human rights, like you're saying, and not politicize it. Because we all love America. This country has been very good to all of us. And we obviously want to see the best America possible. It can be much better, and it's just so nice to see a young man talk about that and be a leader for us and for his team.
And John, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, your platform, you know, that kind of thing? Maybe as a final question for you.
Yeah, just a regular dude. Live in Columbus, Ohio. I've been a Bengals fan since I was a kid.
Nice.
A little bit of a news junkie.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Trying to pay attention.
Who's your favorite Bengals QB? Who's your favorite Bengals quarterback?
Oh, ever.
Ever.
Ever. Probably Jeff Blake.
Oh, you probably have just unlocked Daddy's heart. Yes.
Jeff wow. Blake, awesome. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so that's what you're
We had him on the show.
I love that episode.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We consider it the masterpiece. We're trying to get Kenny Anderson and Boomer.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
If they come on the show, we will definitely ask them about social justice questions.
We'll let Joe Burrow on too. I mean, he's just younger, so he has to wait.
Not a QB yet, yes, but we will let him.
Yeah, not a Bengals QB yet. But I guess he is, you know. But yeah, he's, you know, he has to wait his turn, you know. Yeah. He's a young man. He has a lot of time, you know.
Yeah. You got to grow into the role of being on our show.
Yeah. First, he has to know what our show is, you know. Like, obviously, Ken Anderson, those guys watch the show. Go to see what Joe Burrow, if he discovers it. John, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, it was a real pleasure. I salute you. I salute your call to peace and your message of peace. Yes, namaste to you too.
That means goodbye. Namaste.
That's not goodbye.
Okay. Thank you so much, John. Take care.
Thank
bye-bye. You guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Of course. Anytime, man.
All right. Hoji, this was a very different episode.
It was.
And we had five people
watching. You know what they
used
to call this back in the 80s? They used to call this a very special episode.
A very special episode. Here's the reality. Let me just tell our viewers why we're doing this. We said we do a show every week, and really, this was the top. There is no room to talk about anything else this week. And I said I want to do regular entertainment, so we decided to do this. So I'm sorry if it's not as football-y as you like.
It's very football-y. What is football but really getting into the heart of man? What is football but exploring the full potential of human character? What is football but learning how to embrace each other as a team, working together across boundaries of race and religion? What is football? Coming together as an American event every Sunday, yes, as people do in church, we come together in this sport. So football is at the heart and center of this problem. That's why I think Colin Kaepernick should be brought back as a quarterback somewhere. And that's why I say,
who knows? Maybe he ends up on the Bengals. You never know. Because, you know, he won't. Yeah. Okay, Hoji, if that's all you got, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
So long, SVT. Bye. Oh, we just ended.